Now, Jeff, we're here to talk about the UK election, which happened on the June the 8th, or Thursday, UK time, which was pretty much Friday our time by the time we were finding out the results. And there were some surprising results. So just first off, what happened?
Well, as they say, a week is a long time in politics, as Theresa May well and truly knows. In fact, I'd say she'd be regretting, her inner circle too would be regretting calling a snap election when they did, because she was riding high in the polls. She was 20 points ahead of Jeremy Corbyn, who definitely was not the favourite of the media or the electorate. But during the election campaign, he absolutely blitzed it. Did you see some of the images? He had young people coming to his events.
Well,
he was on fire, whereas Theresa May just looked really uncomfortable and said some very uncomfortable things. She had to backtrack on the tax, which people were calling a dementia tax, which immediately cut off a lot of Conservative voters. And she really lost all that capital she had when she took over from David Cameron. So, you know, at the moment, she is actually struggling to find a coalition so she can actually govern. Now, we did hear yesterday reports that she, this might sound utterly unbelievable, but nothing is unbelievable in the current climate, that she was looking to shore up support with the Democratic Unionist Party. If you're wondering who they are, they're very conservative in the fact that they are against gay marriage. And also against abortion. But now it's not even looking like she will be able to shore up support with the DUP. So let's put that aside and let's just, you know, there are a few certainties in UK politics, believe it or not.
Yeah, it seems now, like the uncertain time at the moment, but then go on, what are the certainties?
Well, the certainties are after the events of last week, not many genuinely expected Theresa May to get anywhere near another election campaign. Now, her closest advisers have walked the plank, taking the blame for some of the errors that helped the government turn a thumping lead in the opinion polls into a hung parliament. But Ms. May's authority in Westminster is still in obvious freefall. I think you'd have to agree with that. Stories about the leadership hopes of Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson are everywhere now. Tabloids are going mad about this.
The interesting thing about that is, as well, is that people thought Boris Johnson might become Prime Minister after the UK decided to leave the European Union, the Brexit, as it's probably more commonly known as. And then he said, no, I won't be running for Prime Minister. And it seems as though he's now biding his time, because I did see footage of him when he was in the early hours of the Friday after the election, where he would refuse to confirm whether or not he
was that him walking away
yes,
from the cameras?
Yes, it was indeed.
But you know what? Once upon a time, I would have thought, and many would have thought, that yes, he would be a viable alternative. But I think he carries a lot of baggage now, Boris Johnson. He was once seen as the saviour of the Tories and the Conservative Party and a real definite contender. But he's become quite divisive, particularly given his prominent role in the Brexit campaign. In fact, he's even hated in some circles. And then you've got Home Secretary Amber Rudd and the Brexit Minister David Davis, who are just other names being bandied around at the moment. So at the moment, it's a real mess. That's all you can say. And you know, I heard Jared Henderson on The Insiders yesterday, having a good joke like he usually does. Sorry. Saying, well, you know what? At the end, Jeremy Corbyn lost and Theresa May won. Well, I don't know if it is that simple. You know, Jeremy Corbyn came from nowhere, from being an absolute, 20% behind. He's almost become a bit like Bernie Sanders in the fact that he has attracted a massive youth vote too, which is another interesting aspect to this story.
Which is that this whole idea of a lot of people, because voting's not mandatory in the UK, people said, oh, well, it doesn't matter if young people support Jeremy Corbyn, they're just not going to vote for him. And of course, it seems there's been a bit of a revival. Of course, the one thing Jared Henderson might be right about, though, is there is still quite a gap between the Conservatives and the Labour Party. So if neither can form a majority, it would be assumed that the Tories would be most likely to form a majority, given that they're not too far off the majority. I think they're about seven short. So what would happen then if neither were able to form a majority?
Another election?
Well, I suppose, and that
has happened
in the 70s.
Harold Wilson.
Where they went back to the polls. So it could be the case that the UK has to go back to the polls again, which would be, I suppose, equally shocking because there was
There'll
famous
so
footage.
Many peeved off people.
Yeah, there was famous footage at the start of the election.
Brenda?
Brenda, where she had said, oh, no, not again.
Not again. And that went viral. And they went back to her house yesterday and she just shut the door on them. Shut a window, actually.
Perhaps that's the shows the kind of the voter sentiment that if they'd have to go for a third election in 18 months, it'd be rather incredible, wouldn't it?
And you know, just finally, do you remember during the campaign that both parties put their hand on their heart and they both said, we are not going to form coalitions with anyone? Strange how things change after elections that are close.
Indeed it is. And it's going to be interesting to see what will come of it for Australian politics and our relations with the United Kingdom. Of course, we're doing a story later today about the whether or not we should be moving to a republic from a monarchy. And with a bit of a politics in crisis in the UK, perhaps those talks might be revitalised.
And you've picked a good day to do it on too, the Queen's
Well,
birthday
on the Queen's birthday. But it's not even a birthday, is it?
I know, but I'll take it. Oh, yeah, we're here working.
Indeed we are. Well, thank you for joining us in the studio, Jess.